New nonprofit helps the stupid. I'm the simulator for Unnews. April 27, 2006, New York, New York. Today, the American Society for Prevention of Cruelty to Ignoramus announced its decision to open its doors. Howard Fine, president of the organization since its inception in April of 2006, spoke to reporters in front of a headquarters on Wall Street. "We stand for the rights of those with the most to lose, the profoundly stupid." The ACLU, American Civil Liberties Union, needed help in this area, and we stepped up. "The ignorant are the most difficult and costly to defend and maintain. We all know the rich and powerful can count their share of idiots. We," meaning the board of directors, "as powerful and influential persons, feel obliged to help our own, and if possible, to help spread the love among impoverished morons everywhere." The first case for this nonprofit was no small potatoes. George W. Bush, a renowned imbecile, had to be convinced that he is in fact stupid. Spokesman Reginald Mordling said, "He honestly didn't believe it. We had to show him his IQ test results and force him to watch his own TV appearances before light began to dawn on Marblehead, so to speak. And everyone knows how cruel the press is to him." The ASPCI can claim Scientology, Fox News, L. Franken, and Apple computer users as inspirations of their somewhat bizarre activities. Board members all like to dress like Benito Mussolini. Underlings mostly wear leather chaps, tutus, gas masks, and cover themselves in Wesson oil. Mordling spoke at length on the significance of their strange clothing, the 1,000 secret handshakes, and a recipe for some kind of secret sauce. "But that's not the important stuff," says Mordling. "Our mission compels us to lift society's idiots up out of the morass of ignorance, to help them think before they act or speak, to show them how to think in the first place. It's not trivial. We need cash and intelligent volunteers to make morons less dangerous while protecting their dignity as human beings." The ASPCI took a lesson from L. Ron Hubbard in Scientology in courting celebrities to advance their cause. Even Tom Cruise can't hold a candle to the president as a celebrity or as an imbecile. "GW is our test flight, so to speak," says Mordling. "If we can help this poor soul, I feel we can help just about anybody." This has been the simulator for Unnews.